This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It is 5:06. You're listening to the Evening Edition with Lynn, and this is Popek Popek Parliament, where we take you through the proceedings in the Dewan Rakyat. So today is actually the last day of the Dewan Rakyat sitting this year, and a number of issues were brought up. I think traditionally the last day does tend to sound quite manic. So firstly, Batu Kawan MP Kasturi Pato submitted a motion of appeal to the Speaker calling for an anti-sexual harassment law to be tabled in the next Parliament sitting in March. Here's the MP.
Saya membawa sebuah rayuan kepada Majlis Mesyuarat Dewan Rakyat di bawah Peraturan Mesyuarat 19. Rayuan ini adalah daripada seramai 512 warga negara Malaysia. Mereka meminta agar Majlis Mesyuarat ini mengambil maklum tentang perkara-perkara berikut. Bahawa seramai 1/3 wanita dan 1 daripada 6 lelaki di Malaysia mengalami gangguan seksual. Undang-undang dan polisi kerajaan perlu diperbaiki untuk antara lainnya merangkumi ciri-ciri berikut. Pertama, satu definisi gangguan seksual yang lebih jelas dan lengkap digunakan yang memberikan perlindungan daripada gangguan visual, psikologi dalam talian, lisan dan fizikal. Kedua, kes gangguan seksual diputuskan atas prinsip imbangan kebarangkalian yang lebih bersifat kemanusiaan. Ketiga, pertubuhan awam dan swasta wajib mengamalkan piawai dan mekanisme pengawasan yang minimum. Dan keempat, satu tribunal khas ditubuhkan untuk antara lain memudahkan kes-kes gangguan seksual diadili menerusi prosedur civil dengan dasar kos minimum.
That was YB Kasturi Pato calling for new laws that encompass several elements, including a clear and comprehensive definition of sexual harassment and the establishment of a special tribunal to handle cases. So this petition received support from Pontian MP Datuk Sri Ahmad Mazlan, who said that the issue warrants attention from politicians across the divide.
Datuk Yang Ketua, Speaker, yang saya mohon menyatakan bahawa sokongan kepada kenyataan Batu Kawan mengenai akta baru menangani jenayah gangguan seksual untuk sidang Dewan Rakyat yang akan datang. Ini perkara yang baik dan merentasi isu politik. Terima kasih.
So there you go. Speaker Dato' Azhar Azizan Harun then said he would consider the matter and provide a written response. Moving on, there was a question on why the COVID-19 vaccine from Pfizer was chosen by the Malaysian government over other candidates. This came from Bagan MP Lim Guan Eng, and Minister of Science, Technology and Innovation Khairi Jamaluddin said that the government is actually still considering other vaccine candidates that are in third stage trials. And he explained that the decision to use Pfizer's vaccine was based on existing reports and availability of data on the vaccine's safety and efficacy.
Pemilihan vaksin ini adalah berdasarkan kepada laporan interim ujian klinikal dan ianya telah diterbitkan di The New England Journal of Medicine pada 10 Disember 2020 yang menunjukkan bahawa vaksin berkenaan didapati mempunyai tahap keberkesanan 95% dalam mencegah jangkitan COVID-19. Dan kerajaan turut mendapat akses data untuk menilai kualiti, keselamatan dan tahap keberkesanannya. Vaksin ini juga telah mendapat emergency use authorization daripada 7 negara termasuklah United Kingdom, Amerika Syarikat, Bahrain, Canada, Saudi Arabia, Mexico dan Singapura. Walau bagaimanapun, keputusan penggunaan vaksin tersebut di Malaysia masih tertakluk kepada pendaftaran dan kelulusan daripada bahagian Regulatory Pharmacy Negara, NPRA, Kementerian Kesihatan. Proses ini telah bermula dan semua data yang dibekalkan oleh pihak Pfizer akan diteliti oleh NPRA.
That was the minister saying that the use of Pfizer's vaccine is still subject to approval from the National Pharmaceutical Regulatory Division at the Ministry of Health. YB Guan Eng then gave a follow-up statement suggesting for MPs to be given the vaccines first to set an example to the people. Khairi responded by saying he would evaluate the suggestion. Here's the exchange.
Adakah semua ahli parlimen akan mendapat itu dosis ini sebagai langkah untuk menunjukkan ada kepimpinan melalui teladan? Terima kasih.
Cadangan daripada bagan, cadangan yang baik yang akan kita pertimbangkan dan umumkan nanti.
That was an exchange between Bagan MP Lim Guan Eng as well as the Minister of Science, Technology and Innovation, Khairi Jamaluddin. And later on, Khairi did say in a tweet that this was a good suggestion, although it could be considered from two perspectives, because on the one hand, having the MPs get vaccinated first would boost the confidence of people in the vaccines as they become available. On the other hand, there's the argument that people should be prioritized over politicians. So let us know what you think. Should MPs be given the vaccine first, and would that increase your confidence in the vaccines? You can call us 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, and tweet us at BFM Radio. And now on to the debates for the proposed amendments to the Temporary Financing for Government Measures Bill, or the COVID-19 Bill. Bagan MP Lim Guan Eng, also of course former finance minister, spoke again and brought up the proposed addition of 20 billion ringgit to the fund, which would increase the size of it to 65 billion. He asked if the government plans to top that up to 90 billion ringgit as proposed by the opposition, and here he gives his reasons.
Adakah pihak kementerian bercadang untuk tambah lagi berapa 25 billion ringgit untuk menjadi 90 billion ringgit seperti mana yang disyorkan oleh pihak kami, memandangkan bahawa kita menghadapi satu krisis yang agak luar biasa, dan daripada jumlah ini adalah disyorkan bahawa kita harus menjaga atau membela mereka yang menganggur, kerana kalau kita lihat bulan Oktober, kadar pengangguran telah naik balik kepada 4.7% daripada 4.6% pada bulan September. Dan pada masa yang sama, itu IPI, Industrial Production Index, telah dikurangkan ataupun telah kucup sebanyak 0.5%. Dan ini adalah satu petanda yang kurang baik, dan juga mencerminkan bahawa mungkin untuk suku keempat ini, pertumbuhan ekonomi dari GDP mungkin tidak dapat mencapai ruang positif seperti yang diharap-harapkan. Oleh itu adalah penting bahawa kita perlu ada langkah-langkah fiskal untuk bukan sahaja suntikan dana, tapi untuk mencergaskan ekonomi.
That was Lim Guan Eng proposing a further addition of 25 billion to the COVID-19 fund on top of the proposed 20 billion ringgit, citing issues like unemployment and a dim economic outlook. So he also brought up the fate of the Penang ferry, which was reported earlier to be ceasing its operations soon. We spoke about that at length yesterday. And that led to a tiff between him and Arau MP, Datuk Sri Shahidan Kasim, who argued that the Penang ferry used to thrive under the Barisan National Administration.
Kekalkanlah feri untuk warisan, untuklah apa ni itu sejarah, seperti mana yang dilakukan oleh Hong Kong, Kanada dan negara asing, iaitu warisan ini sesuatu yang tak boleh dibeli dengan wang, harus dikekalkan untuk generasi akan datang. Right. Harap Yang Berhormat boleh selamatkan feri Pulau
Bagan,
Pinang
Bagan.
Demi rakyat Pulau
Bagan,
Pinang.
Saya minta penjelasan. Saya menyokong feri ini, saya menyokong sebab hidup saya ialah di zaman feri. Apakah yang Mamat sedar bahawa feri dan juga keindahan Pulau Pinang itu gah di merata dunia semasa kerajaan Barisan Nasional memerintah?
Saya rasa Yang Berhormat daripada Arau berangan-anganlah. Kerana apabila Yang Berhormat Arau lawat saya semasa saya jadi Ketua Menteri, beliau cakap lain pula. Tak apa, sekarang ini duduk di sana, marilah kita bersama-sama bekerjasama untuk selamatkan feri Pulau Pinang. Ini bukan satu isu politik.
That was Bagan MP Lim Guan Eng calling for bipartisan support to save the Penang ferry and arguing that it has historical importance. Later on, Finance Minister Datuk Sri Tengku Zafrul Aziz gave his assurance that a 30 million ringgit fund approved under the Pakatan Harapan administration would be dispersed to help the Penang ferry continue its services.
Seperti mana yang Bagan sedia maklum, kerajaan sebelum ini pun telah meluluskan peruntukan sebanyak 30 juta ringgit untuk pihak Penang Port mengambil alih perkhidmatan feri Pulau Pinang. Saya ingin mengesahkan bahawa peruntukan tersebut seperti yang diluluskan sebelum ini akan dibayar dalam dua ansuran tahunan. Peruntukannya 15 juta ringgit untuk tahun 2021 adalah termasuk dalam peruntukan yang telah diluluskan dalam RUU Perbekalan 2021. Baki 15 juta akan disediakan. Kerajaan akan memastikan supaya pihak Penang Port akan disyaratkan untuk meneruskan perkhidmatan feri Pulau Pinang yang ikonik dan berwarisan.
So that was Finance Minister Dato' Sri Tengku Zafrul Aziz, and the hammering that you heard at the end was the sounds of MPs thumping in to support that statement. So yeah, I mean, as a mini follow-up of sorts to yesterday's show, it looks as if the Penang ferry is going to continue. So yay to everybody who was sad. I apologize a little bit, considering that there was a change in circumstances the next day. But anyway, it's great news. All right. So separately, the finance minister also responded to YB Guaning's suggestion to increase that COVID-19 fund to 90 billion ringgit. He said as of now, the proposed amount of 65 billion ringgit is sufficient. Next up, a suggestion from Kuching MP Kelvin Yee to set up a health reform commission, which would be tasked with putting in place long-term health policies. He argued that this is needed because at the moment, health policies change every 3 years or so. Whenever a new health minister comes into position, here's the MP.
Izinkan saya cadangkan kepada Kementerian Kewangan untuk melihat keperluan dan untuk ada political will untuk menyediakan peruntukan khas bersama Kementerian Kesihatan dan semua kementerian lain yang berkenaan untuk menubuhkan satu health reform commission untuk menyediakan satu plan atau roadmap jangka masa panjang, contohnya 10 tahun, tentang reform kesihatan yang sangat diperlukan oleh negara kita. Komisi ini berperanan sebagai satu kenderaan yang tetap, yang konsisten untuk jangka masa yang panjang untuk merangka reformasi yang diperlukan, terutamanya dari segi pembiayaan kesihatan, tenaga kerja, infrastruktur dan lain-lain. Ia haruslah dianggotai oleh Menteri Kesihatan, Ketua Pengarah, teknokrat, pakar-pakar bidang dan juga mungkin bekas ketua pengarah kesihatan dan lain-lain yang berkenaan untuk merangka hala tuju reformasi jangka masa panjang sistem kesihatan kita dan juga ekosistem kesihatan kita. Isu yang kita hadapi sekarang adalah reformasi atau pembaruan yang dibawa biasa dibawa berpunca dari kepimpinan politik atau menteri kesihatan pada masa itu. Dan isunya kepimpinan tersebut tidak tetap bertukar-tukar. Malah maka kebanyakan masa fokus adalah untuk jangka masa pendek 5 tahun di mana kadangkala ada kepentingan politik sesuatu individu tersebut.
That was Kuching MP Kelvin Yee calling for the setup of a health reform commission. And finally, because Christmas is just around the corner and because Parliament is ending, for those who celebrate, we wanted to end with a statement from Subang MP Wong Chen when he referred to the proposed addition of 14 billion ringgit in funds under Bantuan Prihatin Nasional. He basically said that the Perikatan National Government is being too populist in its approach of handing out assistance to the people. Here he is.
Saya perhatikan bahawa kerajaan memberi penambahan untuk program Bantuan Prihatin Nasional sebanyak 14 bilion, iaitu tahun original 11.2 bilion tahun ni, masa COVID-19 punya bill, original bill, 11.2 bilion naik ke 25.2 bilion, maknanya tambahan 14 bilion. Saya tahu, seminggu lagi adalah Christmas, tapi Menteri janganlah jadi Santa Claus. Dari segi ekonomi, apa yang penting adalah subsidi upah. Tetapi Menteri tambah subsidi upah 1.5 bilion saja. Kenapa berat sebelah sangat dengan populist cash handout Bantuan Prihatin Nasional ini? We are in a crisis. Instead of trying to help the companies to survive, to prevent unemployment, you are giving excessive handouts to people. Saya tertanyalah, macam kita semua ni orang politik di sini, ya? Tetapi yang hairannya, Menteri Kewangan bukan orang politik. Saya tertanya, tahun depan ada pilihan raya ke ni?
So that was Subang MP Wong Chen, just discussing the handouts, essentially, and whether the current government has been populist or too populist in its approach when it comes to distributing assistance. And later on, actually, the amendments to the Temporary Measures Bill were passed in the Dewan Rakyat. And that's it for Popit Popit Parliament for this entire year. That was our last show because it is the last sitting. If you have any thoughts to share on what we've discussed today, you can let us know. I think the main things that came up, aside from Penang Ferry, yay, and also the handouts under Bantuan Prihatin Nasional, was that of whether or not MPs should be given the vaccine, the COVID-19 vaccine first when it makes its way to our shores. Would that increase your confidence in the vaccine? Or would it perhaps, you know, make you think that the people were less of a priority? You can call us 7733-2900 with your thoughts. You can WhatsApp 018-789-8899. Tweet us at BFM Radio.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9. The Business Station.